Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 77. Slight chance for storms tonight. Lows level off around 66. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 89. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The investigation is still ongoing after a shooting that led three individuals to be injured in the city of Garden City, Kansas. And the victims have now officially been transferred to the city of Wichita to St. Catherine Hospital. As KSNT News reports, that St. Catherine Hospital was placed on lockdown yesterday afternoon following the arrival of the gunshot victims. As according to Garden City Police Department Public Safety Assistant Aaron Reyes, they say the shooting happened at roughly 5:30 a.m. yesterday morning at the Continental Apartments, where one victim was taken to the hospital and officers were notified by hospital staff that two additional gunshot wound victims were also dropped off at the hospital. All three victims remain in serious condition and are being closely monitored at St. Catherine Hospital in Wichita. In other news, state troopers continue to remind individuals to watch their speed after stopping one driver yesterday traveling over 100 miles an hour in a highway work zone near Junction City. According to Kansas Highway Patrol, they say that the Kia was moving over 100 miles an hour in the 60-mile-an-hour construction zone.
For over 38 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension on trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Poke, Rough Country, Superlift, Carly, and more. Lift it, lower it, or level it. Truck Stuff does it all. And with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master Technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Well, the Kansas Board of Education says that they are looking to changing the state assessment scoring levels that they say have not been updated in nearly a decade across the state of Kansas, saying that the current system has been outdated and has not entirely been accurate, saying that the divide within students has been into four different levels of the ability based on their test performance. However, members of the school board say the Kansas teachers believe that some students in level two deserve to be in level three and vice versa.
Our results that were coming out from our former state assessment really weren't matching up with a lot of other measurements. So think in terms of what's happening in the classroom. Think in terms of ACT or NAEP. It wasn't matching up.
That audio from KSNT News, where level three and four qualify as, quote, college-ready levels for public education. But in the new proposed system, districts would be scoring Kansas students on a scale between 400 to 700 on state assessment, with the magic number of 540 in order to be ready for college. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Save big now on summer driving at Mike's OK Tire. With a $100 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with qualifying purchase of four new select DF Goodrich G-Force family of tires. Full details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in. Offer ends July 22nd. A $100 rebate on a set of four qualifying Goodrich tires. This special offer through July 22nd only at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Nebraska has announced that they have filed a lawsuit against the state of Colorado as of yesterday, where they say they are seeking to have the U.S. Supreme Court assert the Cornhusker State's century-old water rights to the South Platte River that crosses the state lines. According to the Nebraska Examiner, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen announced the legal action at a news conference yesterday that was in conjunction with the Nebraska Attorney General and other state and local officials, saying, quote, every drop of water matters in the state. Leaders in Nebraska accuse the state of Colorado and their officials for siphoning off more and more of their water every day, as Nebraska had been, quote, nice with Colorado so far, which has seen an increase in housing, agricultural, and business development along their waterway. In a statement from the governor, he said, quote, we are here to put our gloves on, where he said he is defending a, quote, multi-generational investment afforded under the South Platte River Compact that took effect back in 1926. Mid-America Network News.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Fair is in full swing. We'll have live reports Thursday and Friday through the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight, the Bucket Calf Show begins at 6:30, followed by the Beef Show, the Ranch Rodeo at 8. Friday activities include the Dairy Goat, Dairy Cattle, Rabbit and Poultry Shows, Livestock Judging Friday at 1 in the Gold Barn, Livestock Sale Friday evening at 7 with a Catch Kid Contest following the sale. The Round Robin Showmanship is planned Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Parade is Saturday evening at 6 in Washington. Full schedule of events online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com. In Pawnee County, the fair parade is this evening at 6. This year's theme, Listen to the Music. The Greg Blecka Trio will perform with a barbecue dinner and Farm Family Awards presentation following. Southeast Nebraska Community Band will perform this evening at 6. Tractor Pull is planned Friday and Saturday evenings at 7. The activities continue Saturday in Pawnee City. Marshall County Fair Open Horse Show is Thursday. Livestock weigh-in Friday from 2 until 6. All 4-H and open class entries accepted Friday from 4 until 8. A new arena event this year is a ranch rodeo Friday evening at 7, with a figure 8 race Saturday at 7. The annual fair parade is Sunday evening at 6 in Blue Rapids. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran made stops Friday at the Washington County Hospital and Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville and discussed with local officials aspects of recent legislation that could affect Medicare payment structure for rural healthcare providers. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann was in Washington Thursday last week and made stops at a coffee shop recently opened and at HERS Machine and Hydrostatics. Marshall County Community Band Summer Concert. Final performance this summer will be this evening at 7:30 at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville. Performance is free and open to the public. Marysville City Council met Monday approving use of a city park and free swimming for the National Night Out, August 5th, hosted by Marysville Police. Approval was given for free swimming for teen nights on Thursdays, 8:30 till 10 p.m., open to students going into grades 9 through 12, and free swimming for a back-to-school night, open to grades 7 through 12, on August 14th. Approval was given for the annual Pony Express Gravel Dash and St. Gregory's Half Marathon, September 5th and 6th. Naming the park on the southwest corner of the Kester Block was discussed, and a survey of the public will be initiated. Ideas discussed included the Kester Park, Kester Block Park, Santa's Park, or Rotary Park. A request to add rock and dust control on the 7th Street corridor north of U.S. 36 was submitted by Home City Grain, which is leased property for grain storage in the Union Pacific Yards north of Carolina Street. It was suggested that police and the street committee discuss the operation before a council decision. Property owners in the 700 block between Center and Calhoun are being asked for cost share for alley improvements on the block, which would include gutter for stormwater control. The city would be included, as this block contains City Hall. Work continues on 11th Road South and is about one-third complete. A meeting to determine a start date for the 15th Street Storm Sewer Project will be held soon. A public hearing for the 2026 budget was set for Monday, August 25th at 7 p.m., with a public hearing to consider exceeding the revenue neutral rate to follow that evening at 7:05. Proposed 2026 budget would be $68.418 million, this year was 69.480 mils. Council briefly discussed efforts to improve and increase child care availability. Informal meetings have been held, and communications with the state and local child care providers will also be held. Some state funding may be available for projects related to the effort. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Ronald W. Noble, age 61, of Wymore, passed away unexpectedly Sunday. Cremation is planned with a celebration of life service at a later date. Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Ron Noble. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tater tot casserole with a muffin, beets, and pineapple. Tomorrow, ribs, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cooler today, some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible early on, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And more scattered showers possible overnight, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then more rain may continue throughout Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers still continue off and on throughout Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some rain showers possible into Sunday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower 90s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with a slight chance for some rain showers and our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers are possible early Monday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, then staying mostly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine Tuesday with our highs in the lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 114. The average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:54, sunrise in the morning at 6:13. We received another inch and a half overnight here in Marysville. 2-day total, 2.25 inches. Lingering showers indicated by radar tracking to our south and pushing east. Some activity down in the Salina area moves down I-70, then tapers off some through the Manhattan area, picks up again Topeka and points east. Then along a line from Topeka and Emporia to Wichita, there's activity including some embedded thunderstorms, heavier activity in far southeast Kansas. 64 to cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 17th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Busy summer for the Suns. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Bradley Beal becomes the latest move for Phoenix, agreeing to a contract buyout. And once he clears waivers, plans to join the L.A. Clippers in L.A. It'll be a two-year deal for $11 million for L.A., a possible key addition as a playoff contender in the West.
I think they're a real contender. Do they have one of the best coaches? Yes. I think one of the things that was holding them back is that I really still don't trust that James Harden as a scorer is going to deliver in a big game. However, now that they have the Bradley Beal piece, I think they have a little more margin for error in a game like Game 7 in Denver.
Aaron Goldhammer on ESPN Radio. Summer League, Jameer Young with 40 as the Bulls get past the Bucks, who've dropped their last three. Kings are still unbeaten, 4-0 after a win over the Cavs. Jazz by 10 over the Wizards. Cody Williams with 23. He's the brother of Jalen Williams of the Thunder. From the NBA to the WNBA, Caitlin Clark's status for the All-Star festivities remains up in the air after she tweaked her groin this week. Fever last night falling to the Liberty, New York's fifth win by at least 20 points this season. Another win for the Lynx.
And the game ends with the Lynx winning at 79-66. Minnesota improves to 20-4 and now has a four-game lead over Phoenix, a three-and-a-half-game lead over New York here at the All-Star break.
FanDuel Sports Network, Minnesota has 20 wins in 24 games. Aces get past the Wings 90-86, a four-point win in a game they led by 20. Season high 37 for Asia Wilson. Dream route the Sky by 37. Storm beat the Valkyries 67-58. Neko Gumake with 22, moving into sixth place all-time on the WNBA scoring list. Football, Washington is signing defensive end Vaughn Miller, one-year deal.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry in to our Summer Favorite Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stocks rose Wednesday after President Trump denied that he was moving to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The Dow gained 231 points to close back above 44,000. The S&P and NASDAQ each rose more than 0.25%, the NASDAQ finishing with a new record. Investors were likely cheered as well by Wednesday's snapshot on inflation. The producer price index tracking prices at the wholesale level was unchanged between May and June. Shares in United Airlines sank 3% in after-hours trading after the carrier revised its expectations for the rest of the year downward. Still, CEO Scott Kirby told investors on Wednesday that travel demand is beginning to pick up after a slow start to the year. After a 10-hour vote-a-thon, the U.S. House overnight advanced a package of bills aimed at regulating cryptocurrency by approving rules for debate on the measure. Wednesday's marathon sets a record for the longest open vote in modern House history. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This fair season, your friends at Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and KNDY keep your summer of winning going with tickets to the Kansas State Fair. Stop by the KNDY booth at the Washington County Fair Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and the Marshall County Fair Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and enter for your chance at free state fair admission tickets and family packages. See legendary comic Jeff Dunham or catch Grammy-nominated country artist Josh Turner.
So would you go with me?
One entry per person with winners announced Monday, July 28th. Announcement to be made on air and social media. Celebrate all that makes Kansas great at the Kansas State Fair, September 5th through the 14th in Hutchinson. Stop by and say hi to your favorite country station, KNDY, at both the Washington County and Marshall County Fairs this week and next. And keep that dial set to KNDY as we'll have live interviews from each fair starting Wednesday. From Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and KNDY, win your way to the State Fair this year as our summer of winning rolls on. We'll see you out at the fair.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the second to final day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from the previous trade day yesterday. In the grains market, we did see mostly higher numbers there. Those fought back and forth early on throughout the day, but they found themselves mostly in the green. In the seeds market, we do see all of in the green. Those numbers held strong throughout the day. And in the livestock market, those did start off rocky, but they did end the trade day all up in the green. We'll see how these trends continue throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, September corn finished up 4 pennies at 405 and a quarter. December corn up 4 and a quarter at 424 even. Kansas City wheat for September finished down a penny at 522 and three quarters. December KC wheat finished down 0.75 cents at 545 and a quarter. In the oats market, September oats finished in the green up 6 and a quarter at 372 and a quarter. December oats finished up 3 and 3 quarters at 368 and a quarter. In the bean market, August soybeans up 18 and a half at 1013 and a half. September soybeans also up 18 and a half at 1005 and 3 quarters. Soybean meal for August up 310 at 268.40, and September bean meal up 320 at 272.70. Soybean oil for August up 26 cents at 54.82. September bean oil up 22 cents at 54.64. In the canola market, November canola in the red down $14.80. That's at 676 even. January canola down $14. That's at 684.90. Over in the cotton market, December cotton finishes in the red down 3 cents at 68.56. March cotton finished down a penny at 69.83. Taking a look now at some of your later day closing stock market numbers, the Dow Jones up 189 points and the S&P 500 up 18. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Pregnancy loss is a risk for cow-calf producers. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanslechek provides insight into causes of pregnancy losses in cattle and the factors that contribute to them.
We categorize them a couple ways. Number one is that we look at it as issues with the dam, issues with the sire, issues with the embryo, and then issues with the environment. But from a veterinary standpoint, we kind of break out fetal loss into three categories. One would be, okay, fertility. Or do we have a fertility problem where actually we're not getting conception? And then the second category is what we would call early embryonic death, which would be the loss of the fetus in the first 46 to 48 days. Definition of abortion would be fetal loss after about day 48 or day 50.
Hanslechek outlines several causes of late-term abortions in cattle.
We'll just start with the old boogeyman, the BVD, and everybody knows it's a virus that causes respiratory issues, but it also can be involved in repro. And the thing about BVD, it can affect everything from fertility all the way to late-term abortions. And the way that we can prevent BVD or try is biosecurity. Don't purchase animals that have BVD. And then, of course, we want BVD in our vaccines to protect those breeding females from BVD. We have lepto, especially in certain parts of Kansas and the Midwest. We've got a major lepto out there. A lot of times when people talk about lepto, we think of late-term abortion. It does have a major effect on early embryonic death, too. And then we do have trichomoniasis breakout. It's a truly venereal disease transmitted from bull to cow and cow to bull. Really, the only way to prevent that is biosecurity, either having the bulls tested before they come in or by virgin bulls and those kind of things.
He lists two other diseases that can negatively impact pregnant cattle.
And then something we don't really talk that much about, but we see, especially in fall calving herds, are anaplasmosis, and this is typically late-term abortion. And so for that, again, it's biosecurity. And then the last one that I think of when I think of infectious is a bacteria called Campylobacter. And in our vaccines, all our vaccines have a V initial in there. It's Vibrio, which means it's Campylobacter.
That was K-State veterinarian Greg Hanslechek explaining a few of the causes for pregnancy loss in cattle. For more information, visit www.ksvdl.org. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at the Sale Barn in Marysville. They are on the summer schedule, operating every other Thursday, so they will have their next scheduled sale a week from today. Want to welcome everyone out. The county fairs support our 4-H and FFA youth as they exhibit their livestock and other projects. Best of luck to all the showmen from Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Wine, vinegar, overripe fruit, anything fermented is a sure magnet for fruit flies. We will offer some advice for dealing with those unwanted house guests on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 17th. It is the 198th day of the year. Hockey player Connor Bedard has a birthday, and on this day in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. Overripe fruit, spilled fruit juice, beer or wine, they're all magnets for fruit flies. Here's how to get rid of an infestation of those harmless but nonetheless annoying gnat-like insects. Fill a small container about two-thirds full of cider vinegar and add a drop of dish soap. Cover the container with plastic wrap and hold it in place with a rubber band. Poke several holes in the plastic wrap. The vinegar will draw the flies into your trap. Meanwhile, the dish soap reduces the surface tension of the liquid, so they'll sink to the bottom. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, former Wichita State University basketball player and now NBA champion Fred Van Vliet has announced that he has officially been elected president of the National Basketball Players Association, which is the union for NBA players nationwide.
It was probably the number one reason why I committed to come to this school in the first place, was just the support from the community and the support from the fans. And you can feel it when you're playing. You can feel that energy in the building, and it wins you a few games a year, keeps you, you know, in some ball games, and it's a special connection from the community to the game.
That audio from KWCH News. Van Vliet is currently a member of the Houston Rockets and signed with the Toronto Raptors after going undrafted back in 2016 and helping the Raptors win the NBA championship in 2019, and was now named as an All-Star back in 2022. Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team is top seed in a four-team zone at Smith Center. First-round play, Marysville faces Concordia Blues on Thursday at 1 o'clock. Concordia swept Marysville in a doubleheader Sunday, including an extra inning win. Marysville, again top seed, will face Concordia first-round Thursday at 1. In the other matchup, Smith Center hosts Beloit.